Now turn with me to the book of Hebrews, please, chapter 1. God, who at sundry time in different manner spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. How many things?
All things.
All things. What is it you don't understand about all? All things. All things. What are all things? Everything he created. Well, I won't turn there now, but you need to. He said that night in that meal, talking about the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the standby, the advocate. I like that word, standby. I'm old enough to remember when you had to shift gears. And when you got in high gear, that's it, partner. And some of you don't have any idea what that other pedal was in the floor. And you get behind somebody that's slow. So you're gonna have to shift gears. So you're getting slow. Now, if you don't put the clutch in, this thing's going to stall. I'm going up a hill. Now, I got a problem here. My left foot's going to have to use for the clutch and the brake and the accelerator and the gear shift. So what do? You're going uphill. Man, I'm telling you, you don't want to roll backwards. You need 3 feet. Man, what am I going to do? Here's what I got to do. Get that clutch. Get to another gear. A standby gear. And General Motors came out with hydromatic drive. I want you to know, sweetheart, Mrs. Copeland's young boy at 14 years old got his driver's license, and I didn't have to shift the gears. I knew how. But I thought, isn't this wonderful? I didn't have to shift. Just put it down there, and it just chugged along on its own. And then they came out with what they called the passing gear. What in the world was that? Well, no clutch. How wonderful. And you gear up in the mountains. Oh, here we go again. And you push that thing all the way down, and it would shift on its own. And the General Motors called it the passing gear, so you could pass. It shifted down one on its own. And if you went, it would keep down shifting until it got all the way down as far as it would go. The passing gear. Power from on high. Power. Who being the brightness of his glory, express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. Now, not the power of his word, by the word of his power. He had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Well, you go to the second chapter of the book of Philippians and you find it there. He exalted him and gave him his name, which is above every name of names in heaven, names in earth, and names under the earth, and every knee shall bow before Jesus and confess that He is Lord. These are the words that raised Jesus from the dead, and you can see it. Being made so much better than the angels, He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said He at any time, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Again? Again? What happened? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? It is finished. The 22nd Psalm. He went into hell. But unto the Son He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hath laid down the foundation of the... Hey, you see it? I read it over there in the book of Genesis, Elohim. And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth. Now, can you see this? God the Father, that's enough. 3 days and nights in that place is enough. Yep. Boom. And again, I'll be a father unto him. Yes. You turn him loose. It did not begin on Friday. Jesus said, the only sign you're going to get is Jonah. 3 days and three nights in the belly of the big fish. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So it was a high Sabbath. John records that. So it started on Wednesday night, not Friday. Just so you know. You loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even your God, anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellows. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid down the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but you remain, and they all wax old as a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that are heirs of salvation? There were no heirs of salvation until he was raised from the dead. Amen. That rushing mighty wind. They heard it right there on the day of Pentecost where they were sitting. Got their attention. And they, flames of fire, came down and sat on them. They didn't know what Jesus was talking about. And he introduced the spirit of power. And that's what I'm introducing tonight, especially to those of you that don't know him in this level. He is with you. He will be in you. And he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God. I'm going to get to the bottom line of this message. 2025. Take these written words and become God inside minded. Not God in the sweet by and by. We need him in the rotten here and now. So minded, so that when you pray, you don't even think about heaven. I used to. That's all I knew. He's right here. And you develop a conversation with him all the time. A lot. Just a lot. A lot. Just about all the time. And over the years, from these things I learned years ago, and there are times that I just have to apologize. I say, and I have a tendency to do this, you know, when there's Christmas and all that going on. But I don't, there's never a good day goes by that he and I don't have a conversation. I talk to him. And continually, I open my eyes and I say, glory to God. Amen. This is my receiving day.
That's right. Yes.
This is my receiving day. I'm supposed to be healed today. And then get out of bed. And you think about it. Your life began when your eyes opened up today. Yesterday is dead and gone. And tomorrow's out of sight. I'm not going to try to help you make it through the night. That's not my business, but that's where that song goes. That's your business. My routine, very simple. Good night, my love. I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. I love my neighbor as myself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. But the Master said in the 13th chapter of John, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So where does that lead me? Where does it leave you? Love, 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 love.
That's it.
And you go over to 1 John, you find out God is love. Uh-huh. He doesn't have love, he is love.
He is.
And he uses his power in behalf of his love. So, years ago, I don't even remember now when. Love, John, is the curtain rod upon which all blessings hang. Love never fails. So now I'm going to make my point here before I close. I won't keep you much longer. I have no other gods before me. I make no graven image. I never take his name in vain. I remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. I honor my father and mother all the days of my life. I don't murder. I don't commit adultery, and I don't steal. I don't bear false witness, and I don't covet anything but... That means I've preached long enough. Well, I was ready to close. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 11. In order to show you what I'm saying now. chapter 11, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened." That's communion. Chapter 12. Now, does that sound like a subject change to you? "Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. For you know that you were Gentiles carried away under these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. There are one is given the Spirit of word of wisdom, another the word of knowledge is the same Spirit, another faith or special faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues." Those are the gifts of the Spirit that minister to people supernaturally. "All these work that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will, for as a body." Now, we go with him, "For the Spirit, we all baptized into one body. The foot shall say, because I'm of the hand, I'm not of the body." And you come along here. And so, "and whether one member, and now the body of the Christ, the members in particular, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets and teachers. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, I become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me not. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether they be prophecies, they'll fail. Knowledge, they'll fail. We know in part, when that which has come, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things, for now we see through a glass darkly, but the faith, so forth. Now abides faith, hope, and love, these three, love. Greatest of these is love. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts. And you just continue to read. I would that you all speak with tongues, but rather that you prophesied, for greater is he that prophesies than one that speaks with tongues, except he interpret the church may receive edifying. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, shall I profit you? I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophecy or by doctrine. Even the things without life giving sound, were giving a pipe, a harp, and to give a distinction of the sounds of how it shall be. For the trumpet shall give an uncertain sound, and likewise, and so forth and so on. There may be so, and you know, so even as so the spiritual gifts seek may excel, let him speak in an unknown tongue, for I pray in an unknown tongue. My spirit prays. What is it then? I'll pray with my spirit. I'll pray with understanding also. I'll sing with my spirit. I'll sing with understanding also. Else when you shall bless with the spirit, how then occupies the room of the unlearned, say amen. At the giving of thanks, he say, for he gives thanks well, but the other's not edified. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all, yet in the church, rather speak my understanding, my voice teaches, and so forth and so on. And if any man speak in the prophets and so forth, and may prophesy, and he goes on. Wherefore, brethren, forbid not to speak in tongues. Moreover, brethren, I declare you to the gospel. Now, in this, If you continue to read, he refers to this coming of time. Tongues will pass away. Prophecy will pass away. Well, you see there, it passed away. No, no. You keep reading. It hasn't stopped yet. As it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a... The last Adam... Show you a mystery. The corruptible must... Oh, death, where is your sting? But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, insomuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, concerning the collection. Speaking in tongues is the only subject in the Bible that got a whole chapter.
Amen. Amen.
I command you to go get it. Mm-hmm. The Apostle Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you put together. But don't forbid to speak in other tongues.
No.
The tongues will pass away. Prophecy will pass away. But that which is perfect is come. That which is perfect is come. That which is
perfect
is
come. Jesus.
Dum da dum dum dum. What is the mystery here? There is no mystery here. There's coming a new heaven and a new earth.
Yes.
And the millennial reign of God.
Amen.
And you find it in the book of Revelation.
That's right.
That's right.
And I like what the King James Version says, the end. So read the back of the book, we win.
We win.
Amen. Amen.
And we're going to win all the way through 2025.
Amen.
And 2026. No one is strong enough to walk in the fullness of life without the Spirit of life himself living on the inside. Speaking in tongues is the gateway to the supernatural.
God's divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. He's given you his exceeding great and precious promises. So how do you go from believing it to receiving those promises into your life? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Precious Faith, Precious Promises, learn how God wants to walk you through aligning with his perfect will for your life. Choose to yield to his correction so you can go in the direction he leads you. When you're following his direction, you're able to receive his protection. Let God's love and mercy flow through you and see God's perfection touch every area of your life. Spirit, soul, body, finances, everything. Find out how he's already put his own faith inside you. In fact, the covenant of grace you have with God gives you access to all he has. Learn to use your God-given faith. Get in his word and receive the exceeding great and precious promises that he has for you. Request your free copy of Precious Faith, Precious Promises by Kenneth Copeland, available as an MP3 download. Discover everything you need to know to believe and receive the precious promises of God that the blood of Jesus provided for you. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special to get your free digital download of Precious Faith, Precious Promises.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's
that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
I'm not going to be depressed and crushed another day in my life because he did it. He went through it. He bought it. He paid for it. And I now have the peace.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, infections, the Lord. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
I don't wait for crisis moments to draw on power. Power is for everyday life.
We got to be unafraid and unashamed. They got to see more power on your side than it is on the world's side.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland. You know, I want to remind you that you can trust the promises of God. There's an answer in the Lord and His Word for everything you're facing in life. And you know, the thing that comes to me to remind you today is there's that fourth man in the fire. The Lord Jesus is sitting right now with you in the fire that you're going through, in whatever trouble or just might even be a minor irritation. Turn to Him. You might need healing, deliverance, relationship, financial breakthrough. You can find all that you need in Him. Just talk to Him. When you have a question, when you feel discouraged, say, Lord, I feel discouraged. You know, He knows what to do with that. And He can meet us more in our honesty with Him than He ever could with us trying to do things perfectly with Him. We can be perfect somewhere else. But Jesus, we need to meet with Him where we're at. So don't be afraid to just talk to Him. As you're listening to our free offer this week, we have a great offer, Precious Faith, Precious Promise. It's a free download. 10-message audio teaching by my dad, Kenneth Copeland. As you're listening, feel like Jesus is sitting right there with it. He's listening to you. He's ready to expound. He's ready for you to say, I don't get that. Or, that's not what I'm seeing in my life, Lord. Why? You will be shocked when you start talking to Him like that. You can receive great promises, great explanations, great, I like to call it, being diagnosed by Jesus Christ, our Savior. You can listen with Him. Try it. You can try it right now. Just go into the download. And I want to invite you to the Southwest Believers Convention, July 28th through August the 2nd at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. And today I want to remind you of this. God's love is right there with you. We love you. He loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.